This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. The internet is helping a lot of people get through the COVID-19 crisis, but in some parts of Alabama, that's not an option. According to one survey, the state ranks 38th nationwide in broadband coverage. Many people in rural areas, such as the Black Belt, have no internet access at all. It's been a longstanding issue for people there, but as WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports, the pandemic may finally lead to change.
Ben Eaton is one of roughly 9,000 people in Perry County, about an hour's drive south of Tuscaloosa. He lives 1 mile from the center of town, and his house is basically the last one on the street that has internet.
It works sometimes, sometimes it doesn't.
He says it's a dial-up connection, and it's pretty much the only option around. Internet access has been a problem in Perry for years, but these days it's even worse.
We need broadband. We need something that's going to help us get through this.
Schools have been closed for more than a month. Teachers are supposed to be finishing classes remotely, but at least 20% of students in Perry County don't have access to the internet at home. Most of the ones who do have a slow connection or use cell phone data. That's according to the local superintendent, John Hurd.
It's not very practical for a lot of our students because they don't have the bandwidth to even do the Zoom sessions.
Schools are offering paper packets, but Hurd says it's not the same. He says they rely on the internet now. The district provides students with an iPad or a Chromebook, and they have high-speed internet at school. They just need access at home. The school board recently invested in 10 buses equipped with Wi-Fi. Starting this week, they're parked throughout the county every day for a few hours. They provide free internet to anyone within 150 feet. Hurd says the school system paid to outfit the buses, which cost more than $1,200 each. He says that's a lot of money for a poor county, but they had to do something.
We just could not wait until we had the funds in hand because school would have been, out.
He says people in the area have been asking for broadband access for more than a decade, and not just to improve education. Susan Jones is with the local faith-based nonprofit Sowing Seeds of Hope. Jones says without high-speed internet, many people can't work from home, and they can't get the full benefit of telemedicine.
As far as the high-tech things that make telemedicine so unique and so effective, where they can actually do some examinations of you, that's not possible without better internet access than we currently have in most parts of the county.
At the same time, she says residents need more healthcare options. There is no hospital in Perry County, and people there have some of the worst health outcomes in Alabama. Local school superintendent John Hurd says the COVID-19 crisis might finally spark action from state leaders.
This pandemic has kind of highlighted that real need, so I think we're probably at a good spot for something to really happen besides talk at this point. We certainly hope so.
In 2018, Governor Kay Ivey started a fund to extend broadband to underserved areas. She recently used it to award nearly $10 million in grant money, but none of those projects will reach Perry County. Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones says there is widespread political support for broadband expansion, and he hopes to see more action soon.
I think it has been a priority for the state of Alabama, as well as the feds. But now we've got to rush that up.
The state expects to receive about $1.7 billion of federal relief money to address issues related to the pandemic. Alabama's top Republican Senator Del Marsh says he'd like to see $800 million of that go to broadband expansion. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.